This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. When Native American people moved to Albuquerque from more rural parts of the state, some say the transition can be rough, and a community center that provides basic resources is in danger of shutting its doors. When farmers on the Navajo Nation were coping with a sudden water shortage caused by the Animas River disaster upstream, Elizabeth McKenzie realized she was waiting for someone else to take the first steps in solving the problem. If everyone did that, she says, nothing would get accomplished. So she loaded up a truck with water donations and drove it out there. Tonight, McKenzie's working to help the Albuquerque Indian Center, which is on tenuous financial footing. The center has for decades helped a lot of urban Native Americans secure better living conditions.
Around the new year, I heard about the possibility of it shutting its doors, and I was overcome with so much emotion.
The nonprofit initially estimated that it could survive only through February.
It's something that I believe in so much. For it to be so close to closing, it just got a huge emotional reaction out of me.
But thanks to private donations, that timeline has been extended a few more months. We're standing in the stage room of the Launch Pad, a rock club in downtown Albuquerque, where bands are setting up for the benefit show McKenzie organized. She says a lot of people who move to Albuquerque from more rural areas come to the center for resources.
Their whole families come, and it's a lot more difficult than they anticipate to try and keep their family going.
The Albuquerque Indian Center is located in the heart of the International District, a poorer neighborhood in the southeastern part of the city. And Jillian Willis says that's a big part of why it's useful. She works there.
There's a lot of people in our area that are experiencing poverty, and most of the people there don't really have the basic resources of mail, phone, copies, everything like that.
Willis does things like help folks who are unfamiliar with computers create email addresses and type up resumes for job searches. Just a couple of weeks ago, she helped several people find work. But the center offers something more to its clients, she says. Respect.
Because we're actually friendly, and we treat everybody like our brothers and sisters when they come in through that door. It is important for somebody to come through our doors and being proud to be Native American.
Edward McKenzie, who's Elizabeth's dad, says finding camaraderie can be a security issue for Natives living on the streets.
At least they have a place to go, and you know, they know each other. They know who's safe to be around, and I think that's important.
After the brutal and senseless killings of two homeless Navajo men in 2014, safety concerns were in the spotlight. McKenzie says folks make connections at the center so they're less vulnerable.
They're here alone, and they have each other to be with and to hopefully be safe with. And you know, when somebody's in a situation where they're homeless and don't have people to be around, they're in danger.
As people arrive at the benefit show, they crowd around tables to check out raffle prizes, and helpers walk around with buckets of tickets for sale. Three bands take the stage tonight, all of them pretty heavy and all of them featuring Native musicians. This is the band Lilith. With Heather Price, singer and bass player for Lilith, behind the club as she loads out her gear. She says the move from the Navajo Nation to other cities can be kind of a culture shock.
From going to owning a house and owning land that you don't have to pay for to coming here where you have to pay for everything, it's a huge change. You kind of just don't know.
And she's familiar with that change because a few years ago she left the Four Corners area to live in Santa Fe.
Traditionally, it's kind of frowned upon to ask for help, especially from government. And we have a lot of trust issues. And I think having a place just for Native Americans is very important because they feel safe.
At the end of the night, the contributions are tallied and the benefit raised just about $2,000 for the Albuquerque Indian Center. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.